You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. San Francisco is known for many things. Chinatown, North Beach, the Golden Gate Bridge, of course. The list goes on and on. But if you're looking for beaches, you probably think more of Southern California. And that would mean you're missing out on the world-class waves that draw surfers to San Francisco's Ocean Beach. Now, okay, I'll be honest, those ocean beach waves, they're a little too much for me. If you've ever tried swimming or just even sticking your big toe in the water, you'll find it's not for the thin-skinned.
Well, for one thing, the water is much colder here.
Surfing in the cold, cold water, even in the summer. It was cold water.
People thought we were crazy going in this water. We'd all come out looking purple.
We would be out in the dead of winter. At dawn, cold. You know what a cold winter day is like, foggy.
So you can take the cold water.
Those are the voices of Bill Hickey, Al Peace, Bill Walkup, Johnny Valera, and Arnie Jin-on Wong, recorded back in 2014. They're some of the first to surf Ocean Beach. Back in the 40s and 50s, they braved the treacherous currents and bone-chilling waters without wetsuits to catch waves on everything from blow-up mattresses to 12-foot wooden planks. Now, many of the original surfers have since left Ocean Beach. Mortgages, jobs, and families replaced the swells and surf wax. Over the years, though, they've gone back for reunions to pay tribute to the early days of surfing. KALW's Angela Johnston brings us that story from our archives.
So right now, this board has gotten a little worn out. So I'm going to put a new coat on it.
In his backyard in San Francisco's Outer Richmond neighborhood, Arnie Jin-on Wong is coating a pink and white striped 8-foot-long surfboard with a new type of clear surf wax his friend developed.
So he just made a couple cans, and I put one coat on my board, and it lasted like 6 months.
This board is one of dozens in Wong's quiver. They're all over his backyard, resting on fences next to tomato vines, suspended from the rafters of his garage. A few faded and yellowed boards are heaped in a pile he's donating to children in the Philippines.
Yeah, that one right there. That one's a 10-foot John Peck Maury Pope board. And that one was ridden in the contest in 1965, I think. And this is a tank. You can see the way it's glass and everything. It survived all those years.
Wong began surfing Ocean Beach when he was a teenager back in the 60s, at a break near the Cliff House and Seal Rocks. Locals call it Kelly's Cove. Some tell me the beach is named after Old Man Kelly, a hermit who used to swim back and forth to Seal Rocks every day in the 40s. Others say the name came from an old billboard for Kelly Tire Company, which hung on a cliff on the eastern side of the Great Highway. The break was originally bordered on the south by a pier that was part of Playland at the Beach, an old amusement park that ran along the shore.
On big days, we used to climb up on the pier and just jump off the end instead of having to paddle out. So that was like a fun way to get in the water.
Wong can still remember the feeling of standing up on his first real wave.
It was huge, and I would have never done it alone. It was our peer groups pushing each other, saying, you know, are you a sissy? Are you going to do it? And we're all going, oh, God. And we'd all kind of push ourselves out and then go way beyond our comfort zone. And all of a sudden, you're riding this glass wall that's so smooth that it's like riding on glass. And it was amazing.
Wong says that during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the edge of San Francisco felt different, wilder.
Where people came down to the beach in droves and played drums and people hung on the wall. And there was always a fire at the beach. You would start by going down to the beach and build a fire.
There were no such things as wetsuits back then, Wong tells me. Just wool sweaters, brandy, and tire fires.
You basically couldn't stay out more than 45 minutes to an hour. And when you came in, you were just frozen. And a fire was the saving grace. We can psychologically say, no matter how cold it is, no matter how bad it is, there's a fire on the beach, and I can make it and get back to the beach, I'll be okay.
But Ocean Beach changed. In 1972, playland at the beach closed. Tire fires on the beach became illegal. Wong moved away.
I left San Francisco for about 35 years.
Eventually, Wong moved back to Ocean Beach and started surfing again. But something was missing.
And I went down to the beach and it was nobody there. And I couldn't figure out where anybody was. So I went down to the local surf shop and I posted a little picture of us at the beach.
He picked a time and a date and asked anyone who recognized that photo to meet at the Cove for a reunion. This was in 2003.
On that day, about 75 people showed up. But nobody recognized anybody because it had been so long that people lost their hair, they got fat, they aged. We had to put name tags on just to even recognize each other. I go, you're Joe? It was funny.
Hey, Zen Boogie!
Now the get-together has become a tradition. Every September, when the big fall and winter swells pick up, hundreds of surfers flock to Kelly's Cove and celebrate a culture they helped create. In recent years, the reunion has grown outside of Wong's group to include even earlier generations of Ocean Beach surfers.
Have you talked to this guy yet? This guy is the oldest surfer on the beach. He was the first guy here when no one was even at the beach.
I'll tell you all about it. My name is Al Peace. I'm 87 years old. And when I was surfing out here at Kelly's, there was no one surfing.
Peace got his start surfing back in the early 40s when he worked as a lifeguard at the 1,000-foot-long Flyshacker Pool on the Great Highway next to the zoo.
A kid that I had known from the beach, not surfing, came by one day and he says, "How would you like to go surfing?" I said, "That would be great."
Peace's first board weighed 111 pounds, and he still takes it out from time to time.
I have a board that I donated to the San Clemente Museum. And all I'd have to do is go down there and I could easily get it out of the museum for a day and surf. And might do that this summer. I don't know. We'll see how things go.
Today, the surfboards are shorter and lighter. Wetsuits are warmer. And the culture has changed. The lineup at Kelly's Cove gets crowded on good days, and new laws have limited fires to 5 pits on Ocean Beach. That's where the old-timers light a fire in honor of surfers who have passed away. Men and women of all ages read names written on paper, then toss them into the flames.
Paul Chapin.
When the ceremony is over, the laughing and talking starts back up. Some guys who haven't surfed in years pull their wetsuits on again and grab their old longboards from the seawall. Arnie Jinom Wong begins to clean up, but takes a moment to tell me the gathering is about more than just a water sport.
Just remembering a time in the life when there was a sense of freedom and promise and hope and that we were like pioneers of some radical surfing culture,
This Northern California surfing culture is now world famous. Surfers from all over the world seek out waves from Bolinas to Santa Cruz. But this culture wouldn't have been able to survive if it wasn't for the daring few who first made the cold and foggy outer lands of San Francisco their home. At Ocean Beach, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
That story first aired in 2014. Today, the waves keep on coming, and this time of year is actually generally considered to be the best season to surf in San Francisco, if you dare.